John Calipari going to Arkansas. What were your initial thoughts about him leaving? Because, man, my aunt Yvonne, she said it a couple days before they announced he was leaving for Arkansas. She's like, he got one more year. She's like, he really on his way out. That's what she said. She said, he got one more year. They ain't going to fire him, but they going to let him know It's time to part ways. And then a few days later, here it is. It's confirmed that he is actually going to become the new head basketball coach at Arkansas. What are your thoughts on that?
I was actually shocked because me and Antoine, your brother, we actually talked about it last week. And, you know, I think he thought they would get rid of him. I said, nah, he's good. Yeah. And like Yvonne said, I think I was going to give him another year. So I said, there's no way they're going to push him out. I said, the noise will be there.
Yeah.
And so he'll be on the hot seat for next year. But it was a total surprise to me that he's leaving and also going to Arkansas. So I think both was a shock to me.
Man, you know, you talk about the hot seat. I think that's what he's trying to avoid.
Yes.
Of being on that hot seat.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's certain positions in college basketball where the media fans know you're on the hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
But a place like Kentucky, that's like the Yankees, the Dodgers,
yeah,
you know, the Lakers. Every single day, they're going to talk about how hot your seat is.
Yep.
And I think that's something he didn't want to have to worry about doing and putting up with. And I think it was kind of more of a, like, we ain't going to fire you.
Yeah.
But look, it's kind of time. It's too many years here. We won and done or losing to Oakland. You losing to St. Peter's of that team.
Yep.
Man, and the hype that he creates, which he does a wonderful job marketing his program and his players. Like, you can't fault any player that wants to come there and know they can become one and done because that's what he encourages.
Mm-hmm.
And so he promotes the program. You're on – I mean, they had a little practice where they're just running back and forth dunking. This is nationally televised. Like, what is the point of having this on TV? But that's what he does in the way he markets his university. So I think when you hype up a brand like that and then your results don't match that brand, That's where the issue is. And Kentucky's always one of the blue bloods, as they call it. So you know they've always felt like they should be better than what they actually are. So Calipari goes to Arkansas. Do you think that's a good fit?
I'm not sure. You gave me some reasons offline, off air that made me think, okay, I understand the reason why Arkansas was chosen. And I believe they said he knows someone at Arkansas as well, so that kind of helped facilitate that. I think it's not going to be a bad fit because I think he's still a good coach and he can still get players. Somehow he always finds a way to get his players in. Mm-hmm. So he's going to get some players now. Will he adjust the way he does things so he can keep, you know, a few people? Let them grow up and develop.
But can you do that now in the transfer portal world? Can you even do that?
Probably not. But and you said this again. This may be another benefit to the way he does things with the one and dones and the transfer portal, using that to his advantage with the NIL. So I think anywhere he goes, he's going to be able to compete. But going back to what you were saying about Kentucky, I think the biggest issue to me was that, not that he's just losing, but the names you said he lost to. Yeah, we're going to have some lower seeds win, but they shouldn't beat Kentucky all the time.
Mm.
Now, if you're getting put out by North Carolina, the UConn's, now those kind of teams, you will still hear some noise, but it wouldn't be as loud as it is now. So, so I think he will be fine at Arkansas. You know, it's going to be competitive, but if he couldn't get championships at Kentucky, how quickly will it get him at Arkansas? It's going to be probably a similar situation, but like again, he's going to be competitive.
Mm-hmm.
But the noise and the pressure, like you just said, won't be there at Arkansas. Yeah.
It's totally different, man. Like, and we'll talk about that later as far as who his successor should be.
Mm-hmm.
But Calipari going from Kentucky to Arkansas, if he keeps that same MO, which he always has, there's no reason to think he's going to go away from recruiting the one and done, highly touted freshman. But it's because, and that's why you do lose to Oakland and you lose to St. Peter's, because you have a team full of freshmen that's never even played a one full season yet, let alone being in the NCAA tournament where, I don't care if you got juniors or seniors, if they hadn't been in the NCAA tournament before, they're like freshmen.
Yeah.
Because they haven't been in that kind of environment with the pressure that's involved there. So that's where you see a lot of times with Kentucky, Calipari, they would start to click towards late January, February, going into March. They starting to find it together. This freshman group is kind of starting to gel. Well, when you come to the NCAA tournament and you lose to Oakland and St. Peter's, it's because these are freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
They're not used to this stage.
Yep.
They've handled the SEC and kind of come along here late, but when it comes to the tournament time, they aren't ready for that type of mentality of that. And they don't even have guys to lean on to. It's not like a junior senior, like, man, yeah, when we play as my freshman year, you know, this is what we did. This is how we handled the pressure that came along and being in March Madness. Like, everybody looking at each other like, man, hey, man, I don't know what to do. Me neither, man. Hey, it's my, I'm really ready. We all here together. I don't have anybody to lean upon as far as how to handle that next level. That's and true. I think that makes a huge difference. And that's also why the same reason they are continually to be one and done, not just players, but one and done in the NCAA tournament as well.
Good point.
So with Kentucky, if you have a short list, and I need a favorite. I need a favorite who you feel like is going to be. But as far as the successor coming after John Calipari, give me a short list, a few guys that you think come to mind that you've heard. Not necessarily, I mean, you can talk about who you heard, but who do you feel is realistic? And give me a favorite. Do you think that's the one that will take the job?
Because it's Kentucky, I think everybody is realistic. Like, if it's a name out there that you want to put out, because of the, I say because of the brand of Kentucky, I think they feel it's realistic. I think the Hurley, Bruce Pearl, Nate Oates, Donovan. But I'll tell you this, you know, man, you talked about Billy Donovan. I wonder if, because of NIL and transfer portal, if those old college coaches who went to the NBA,
yeah,
I think in the past they would have come back to college. I wonder if they don't want to do that anymore. Because if I was an NBA coach, I definitely wouldn't. I'd be like, no, I'll stay here and do this. But to me, if you had to ask me a top choice, probably going to surprise you, but I'm going to say Nate Oates.
Really?
And I say this because, you know, I told you I think Bruce Pearl would be good.
Yeah.
But I think what Auburn did for him, to me, it just feels like he has some loyalty to Auburn. Mm-hmm. I think he wouldn't take it. Now, he's going to consider it,
yeah,
but I think it'd be hard for him to take it. I think Nate Oates, he's so fresh at Alabama that, you know, that would be a good opportunity for him. And he seems to be somebody that the pressure wouldn't bother him.
Like, you don't think so? Okay.
I don't think so, okay, man. I think he's kind of in his own lane and he just does him. And with the energy he has, I think it'd be good for Kentucky. Style of play. Perfect for it. So I think he would actually be a pretty solid pick. And I'm trying to think of others, but right now that's probably the top pick I would say that's realistic.
Yeah.
But like I said, I think most people are realistic, even though Hurley's won back to back at UConn. They would be crazy not to at least try.
Mm.
But I don't know if he would want to do that. Like, why? I'm winning here.
Yeah.
What I need to go to?
Why do you need to add that beast of pressure and
exactly
and insane expectations?
Yeah. And I'll say this with Nate Oates. I think his style, his energy, style of play has kind of rejuvenized the Alabama fan base. I think they wanted something to cheer on, but the style of things that were done didn't allow them to get fully behind it like Bruce Pearl at Auburn.
Yeah.
So I think that would be another draw. You know, the fan base at Kentucky is going to be there. I don't know how rowdy they are, but they're there. They're big and large. So I think that would be another plus for him going there, as much as I would hate to see it happen.
Nate Oates, Kentucky. You know, what you said there's two things you mentioned. One, you said you didn't think he'll be fazed by the expectations and the pressure there. Mm-hmm. Seemed like he's got the mentality like, hey, the bigger the better, I'm ready.
Yep.
Especially where he came from, like, he didn't really want to get in coaching like that, man. That was a story with, you know, he and the Hurleys, they've known each other for years, and they kind of encouraged to him to take that route. You know, he was cool staying at a small school and, you know, doing his thing, and now here it is, a few years down the road, he's at Alabama mentioning for Kentucky. So you talked about him not being afraid of the pressure. And then the other part you mentioned was he's new to Alabama. Mm-hmm. So it's not like he's really truly embedded in the program yet. You know what I'm saying? Like 3-4 years, like you kind of still relatively new to everything. Now, as you mentioned, Bruce Pearl, if this happened with Bruce in his first 3-4 years, I think he may leave for that. You know, because even though you're loyal to Auburn because they gave you the chance, nobody else was leaving, wouldn't look at you or talk to you, it's still new.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Still new. But when you've been in a program a little longer, it's hard to pull away from that. And so, as you mentioned, I think between the two, it's easier to try to pull away a Nate Oates as opposed to a Bruce Pearl. And Bruce Pearl has, you know, so they would have got him, when I say in the first 3-4 years, that's before the Final Four run.
Mm-hmm.
It's before the SEC Championship run, where you haven't really accomplished a lot.
Yeah.
So you still got that itch. Like, man, I'm in a good place here. I want to see it come here, but he's already done that now. So now he know what he can have Auburn to be.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Kentucky, that's a whole nother monster, man. You know, you talked about Billy Donovan. I think I looked at it till he's in his ninth year in the NBA. So started with the Thunder, had several years with the Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's like in his fourth year of the Bulls, third, fourth year of the Bulls. But when I look at the playoff results, it's all if they did make it, it was early exits. They lost in the first round type stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I think it was one of the early years Oklahoma City Thunder. They advanced past the first round. But aside from that, man, he struggled. So it's 9 years. So now what I'm saying, I talk about Pearl is set because he's been there too long. I think with Billy Dunn is like, man, I've been here long enough in the NBA, and I hadn't even sniffed an NBA championship.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't sniffed a championship. I ain't even come close to the finals yet.
And this, does it matter in the NBA, though? Because they recycle coaches like none other.
They recycle coaches, but are the Bulls any closer to winning the championship than any?
No.
You know what I'm saying? So you're saying
I don't think he's safe there, don't get me wrong.
So you said he's not safe there. So you're saying he may still stay on the NBA but try to find a different franchise to be
And like you say, to your point though, he'll be on his third team. And how many chances are you gonna get before you have to show that you're actually improving teams? So I understand your point.
This may be it.
Yeah, and I just don't know if any of those coaches want to come back down to college was my point.
The current landscape.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is it's about scratching the itch.
Yeah.
He's like, man, I've been successful in Florida. He tried it. He thought about it. Signed the deal with Orlando, the Magic. And the Magic was like, okay, you want to go back to college? Okay, you're not going to be the coach for the next 5 years. And that was awesome on their part. So like, no, you're not going to put us through this and then join somebody else next year. So I love that they did that in his contract and not allow him to coach an NBA franchise for a certain time. But Billy Donovan, I think him going back would make a lot of sense for him, a lot of sense for Kentucky, because he's already scratched that itch. There's no need to wonder, can I do an NBA level? I've done it several years. I at least gave it a try, and it just didn't work out. So I think Billy Donovan, to me, is one of the favorites, and he should be the favorite. Some other guy I think you can mention is Kelvin Sampson. I think that's somebody to look out for at Houston. I think that's another name. And the reason I say Kelvin Sampson is because they've already named his successor. His head coach in waiting is his son at Houston. So the longer he stays at Houston, holds his son from coming and take the spot. And what better time than right now with Houston being a top five program to let his son go ahead and take over? Because the steam is hot. You got a lot of expectations as far as the motivation and the momentum that they have right now with the Houston Cougar program. I think right now, if it's not Billy Donovan, and if it's not Nate Oates, if that's what they – Kelvin Sampson is a sleeper. I hadn't heard his name at all. They talked about Scott Drew.
Yep.
They said, like I said, Dan Hurley. They said so many other guys, but I think Kelvin Sampson is one to watch where he could say, hey, I'm going to do 5 years here at Kentucky and go and retire. But in the meantime, my son takes over a top five program at Houston without risking what if it happens in the next 3 years and Houston's down that same level.
Yeah.
I think it makes too much sense for both of those guys. Now, whether Kentucky gets him the job or not, or he's interested or not, remains to be seen. I don't know.
Like I like what you said there, and I think that's actually a good one. But I'm curious. I don't know him like that, of course.
Yeah.
But I'm curious if he's interested in Kentucky. I mean, he just seems like a great fit. Houston, so
he does, but it's huge. It comes back to, as you said, when I asked you short list, who's realistic, everybody's realistic.
Yeah.
You said it from the start, everyone's realistic because it's Kentucky. So, if Kentucky calls you, you will answer, you will talk, and you will see where it goes.
Yes,
now I'm hoping, like I said, Dan Hurley, hoping he doesn't go. That's my guy, UConn. I'm hoping he's not even thinking about it, and there's no need, as you mentioned, to even consider it. But Nate Oates, as you talked about, you Bruce Pearl. Scott Drew at Baylor. I mean, I've liked Scott Drew for since like 08. Man, when I was at Auburn still had Jeff Lebo head coach. I was like, man, and it was talks about him getting fired. Let's go get Scott Drew. This is before Baylor. Baylor wasn't really Baylor yet. They're not Baylor like they were now, you know, like they won championship a few years ago. This is like 07, 08 where Baylor is not Baylor. And I saw, man, I was like, Scott Drew got some things he's doing in Baylor. I like what he's doing. I seen him at NIT. They were really competitive. And then they hired from Kentucky.
Yeah.
Kentucky disciples, they say Calipari disciples. As we kind of tie this all together, Auburn hired Tony Barbee. And so you saw where that went.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. So I'm looking at Kentucky. I got Kelvin Sampson, and I got Billy Donovan.